Okay, Paul, where are you?
Merseyside.
And really?
I've just got me back on, man, at the moment.
Oh, my mate, come on. I'll take it you are a Liverpool supporter, then, yeah?
I am, I'm afraid.
What on earth? I know we've done this over the last few weeks, but at first, euphoria. Ha ha, Liverpool not doing too well. Then deep joy, we said, oh, they really aren't doing too well. And then it got suspicious, and now I'm actually worried.
We're giving them a head start at the moment.
What is the story? Now, what is the story from your point of view? What's going on up there?
They've had a lot of unlucky injuries. I'm not going to go on about the injuries.
Then don't mention them.
The main reason I'm ringing up, actually, I mean, they're all lacking in confidence, that's obvious anyway. Mm-hmm. But I'm disappointed with the way Sooner seems to be handling with the media. He doesn't seem to... I'd like to see him go on the television and start slagging people off, like Mark Wright for his performance on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark Wright, last four games, you know, I could play better than him. I haven't played for 2 years.
Yeah, see, that
is, my legs
is
wooden.
See, that is one thing that hasn't been addressed, I don't think. Yes, and possibly, if we, you know, in sober moments admit, yeah, they're very injured and whatever. But what about the players that are out there? How come they're so bad? The ones they are playing are no good.
They've had to rush a lot of people through, I think, to be honest. I mean, you get lads who've never played before just getting rushed in.
Being rushed in, yes. But four goals against Chesterfield, three goals against Wimbledon. I mean, you've got this muscle.
Tuesday night when it went to 3-0 was the first time I got my Bible out in about 14 years to play for Liverpool. You know the way you look under hope and then you look for a little passage?
Yes. And it be said...
The eyes shut and the next minute Stuart Hall was on the radio saying we'd scored another two.
Yeah. When it went to 3-0, you must have thought, well, that's... Even 4-4 is a humiliation.
Well, I did. To be honest, the way it is at the moment, I can't stand going to work or going out at night because you never hear the last of it.
Who from?
When Liverpool are winning, nobody cares about them. You know, it's run-of-the-mill. That's going on all the time. But now it's just getting... my life hell going out.
You wanted a biblical reference. Surely the seven fat years followed by seven lean years would do it. And you did have seven fat years where you were never off the TV. You were praised all over the world. No, that is hardly nothing. I mean, people did use you as the standard by which all football is played.
Yeah.
So that is why the fall is that much further to go, isn't it?
I mean, because I think they're really having a go at Graeme Souness. He's the right man for the job. He doesn't... I mean, 14 months ago when he took over, he was the right man. He hasn't changed now. It's all people like Emlyn Hughes go slagging him off in the paper. What's he ever done as far as managing a team? He couldn't beat Billy Bowe once in question of sport, so what's
that? I don't know. I tend to think there'd be more of your lot who'd line up with him at the moment than...
That's just the thing. Everyone seems to think everyone's against Graeme Souness. Aren't they reading the papers? 71% of four.